اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I really welcome Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah as well in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan,
alhamdulillah,
how are you?
Sir.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. So inshallah, today we will work on Ayah 169 and 170 of Surah Ali Imran on page 72. So brothers and sisters, please, if you have your Quran with you, turn to page 72, Ayah 169 and 170 of Surah Ali Imran. So let's listen everybody once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
That was nice recitation, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. Don't worry, inshallah, at the end of the session you will be able to recite correctly and fluently, maybe the same as the reciter, inshallah. Okay, so brothers and sisters, stay with us till the end of this session. Now we will explain a bit about this ayah, these two verses, and then inshallah we'll move on to our tajweed rules and the recitation part of our class. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah Almighty in Ayah 169 and 170 and also 171, Allah Almighty talks. But today we'll talk about these two ayah. Allah Almighty talks about the Shahada, Shaheed and Shahada, all right? The act of Shahada and also the martyrs, the Shuhada. So let's see what does Allah Almighty say.
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ.
Do not suppose those who were slain in the way of Allah to be dead. Rather, they are living and provided for near their Lord. They are being blessed. They are being provided with every kind of ni'mah near their Lord, okay? So do not count them as dead bodies, like normal people who die.
فَرِيحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ.
Exulting or enjoying, okay, in what Allah Almighty has given them out of His grace and blessing. This shuhada.
وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ.
And rejoicing for those who have not yet joined them, giving the good news to those who have not joined them, okay, those who are alive, okay. The shuhada are giving us good news. What news?
أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ.
Hey, ho, people, from those for those who are left behind, that they will have no fear. That they will have no fear. ولا هم يحزنون, and nor will they grieve or become sad. Okay, so sometimes when people it's a misunderstanding. Okay, totally about death, that people think like when somebody dies, it's over. He is over then, right? He is over and he is just dead then. He's done. But actually, death does not mean the end, yes? It means an end to this world, but it means a start to the next world. When you die, you just start living for living an eternal life, okay? Either it will be in the heaven, inshallah, or in the heaven, in the hellfire, God forbid, okay? So, but there are different types of death we have. Somebody dies like heart attack. Somebody dies of an illness. Somebody dies in an accident. Somebody dies in different ways, okay? And like normally people die. But we have also like shahada. Shahada is a different type of death. It is a kind of death that Allah Almighty has given a lot of value to it. It's so valuable before Allah Almighty. So what is shahada? Shahada is basically dying or being martyred in the way of Allah Almighty, and the intention of helping the religion of Allah Almighty. Okay? Something very important in Islam. In Islam, shahada is a great level. Okay, it needs a long discussion. So, but something that Allah Almighty says in this ayah, I will say, وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. This shuhada, they have no fear because they are being insured, guaranteed. Their life is guaranteed in the heaven. When you become shaheed, you're in the heaven. Enter the heaven without questions. You enter. All right? So inshallah, may Allah Almighty make our death the death of a shaheed. Inshallah, shahada. May inshallah Allah Almighty bless us with shahada. That's why our imams, okay, they say that the best death is shahada. هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So guys, you gotta refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more about Shahada, the reality of Shaheed, because we don't have much time to talk about it, okay? Ali Nasir Hassan Hussein. So what should we do now? You know, yes. We will move on to the
Tajweed
rules. So practically, inshallah, we'll practice the Tajweed rules with these two verses of the Quran Kareem on Surah Ali Imran. Brothers and sisters, please listen and inshallah, continue with us. So the very first important Tajweed rule is this. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. We, in the previous sessions as well, we have mentioned it many times, that you must be very careful not to pronounce the short vowels longer than normal, okay? If it is for one count, wa, wa, if you read wa, the meaning changes. And if it's long vowel, you don't have to change it to a short vowel. If it is la, long vowel, with alif mat, you don't have to read it with la. Wa la tahsabanna. It changes the meaning. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ. This is important, okay? وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ. Okay? So, it's important. تَحْسَبَنَّ. نُون مُشَدَّد. Next one, نُون مُشَدَّد you have. So, whenever rule says that whenever you have the نُون مُشَدَّد, the نُون with تَشْدِيد, you should produce a
nasal
sound. And also prolong it for two counts. So, how do you read it? وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ. This sound. Very easy. تحسبن الذين ذال. Pronounce it correctly. قتلوا. لو has a long vowel sound.
ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا.
الذين also a long vowel sound.
الذين قتلوا في
also long vowel sound. سبيل also long vowel sound.
سبيل الله
لا long vowel sound.
ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا
تنوين فتحة. And if you have تنوين فتحة and you stop at that word, right at the word having تنوين فتحة, you change تنوين فتحة to
ألف مد.
ألف مد. أمواتا changes to
أمواتا.
أمواتا. ما شاء الله. The letter Jim, the baby Jim, you see Hassan on the top. It says,
"It's better to stop or continue."
It's like the same, yeah.
Yes.
The same, not better.
Yes.
The
yes.
same, the same to stop or continue. It's optional. So أموات
بل أحياءٌ أحياءٌ.
The mad is wajib. You must stretch it for 5 to 6 counts because you have the Hamza and the Alif mad in the same word. أحياء, there is an alif mad, alif, and un hamza. Hamza and alif both are in the same word. So in this case, if they were in the same word, so you stretch the sound for 5 or 6 counts. If they were in different words, it's optional for you. So أحياء, then تنوين you have. After تنوين you have عند, starts with عين. It says you don't have to do anything with the tanween. Just read it. أحياءٌ عند. But نون ساكن there. You have, after نون ساكن, you have دال. You hide the sound of نون. عند ربهم يرزقون. That's all in this ayah.
فريحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله. آتاهم الله.
Pronounce Allah with a heavy sound.
من فضله. من فضله.
Hide the sound of نون here.
ويستبشرون
Echo
the sound بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم Don't do anything to the noon but mim before it بهم Stretch the sound
ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
That's all important ones So let me recite and inshallah you will repeat after me Alright
ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا
ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا
بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون
بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون
فريحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم
فريحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم
ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم brothers and sisters thank you so much for being with us that's from us for today And inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر